The family needs to go away. Queen Elizabeth, she's all done. We're not going to see her again. She's in hiding. She's dead. She's basically dead. They're going to let us know, like, in February that she died, like, in, you know, today. They're going to be like, yeah, the queen's dead. She died and she was eating a chicken bone and that was it. And then Harry, they'd be like, oh, you know, Meghan, maybe we should go back to England. You know, and he's like fifth in line. She's like, no, let's be woke in America. Let's stay here in America. But I think he's going to abdicate the throne. We're not going to see Prince Charles as a king. We're going to see, what's his name there, William. William's going to come in. That poor bastard, he's all bald. He's like 24 years old, for Christ's sake. I remember when he was a baby. I remember when Prince Charles and Diana got married. I remember when Diana got killed. That was pretty bad. Yeah, it's rough. It's rough. Losing your mother to the paparazzi. I thought she lost it to, like, a slice of pizza. I didn't even know what a paparazzi was. I thought it was paparazzi's was, like, that place in Burlington, you know? Where you got some freaking ham and cheese calzones. Like, Princess Diana was killed by killed the paparazzi's. I'm like, what? Like, I just ate supper there last night. I had the calamari. I had the steamers and the white wine garlic sauce. I had the clams. And the clam special. Oh, she died? Oh. Time Travel's here with you until 7 p.m. Song's about being cold today and apparently just cold words from a cold-hearted man like me. Here you go. Yeah, we'll talk a little bit more about 2021 in a minute. I want to play something cold.
Good morning. This is Clutch Radio, and you're listening to 91.5 WMFO Medford on Tufts Reform Radio. This is Mofe.
And this is Spencer.
And we hope you enjoy our show.
I've lost.
Hey, hey, hey.
What?
What is this? I don't know.
Hold on a minute. I'll just go and
consult the other thing.
Thank you.
everyone. You're listening to Clutch Radio. Unfortunately, Karina... Well, not unfortunately. Fortunately, Karina has gone home. So today I have my friend Spencer on air with us.
Hello.
Yeah. Karina, she may call in, but don't get too excited about it.
Are we going to air it or no?
If she calls?
Yeah.
Yeah, I think so. Just because, you know, she's on the show.
Oh, yeah. Oh, yeah.
Anyways, Spencer and I have a little PSA for you first.
Oh, we do. Are we going to read this at the same time?
Why not? Okay. Numbers to think about. Prescription drug versus medical marijuana deaths. So, number of Americans that die each day from an accidental overdose of prescription drugs, 54. Numbers of human beings that have died from an overdose of medical marijuana in all of recorded history, 0. A message in the public interest from WMFO in Medford Tufts Educational Radio.
Yeah.
Okay. We decided that today we wanted to play a little bit of what's it called? Of like Charlie Brown Christmas music.
To get in the holiday spirit, of course.
Yes. All three of us, me and Karina Spencer, are big fans of Charlie Brown. Yeah. I can't speak Spencer, but
no, I am for sure. Well, I like the movies / little shorts.
Yes.
And also, of course, the music that came with it, because the Vince Guaraldi trio is just so good.
Yes, I agree. Also, I feel like there's something just like so homey about Charlie Brown.
Yeah.
The Charlie Brown community.
It's just a very warm kind of, like the animation is really sweet, and the, like, content is really heartwarming, like, the music, I think a lot about this music and the fact that it encapsulates, like, holidays or, like, seasons or moments in time really, really well.
And, like, childhood, too. Something, like, feels very, like, young. Not about Charlie Brown, obviously. It's a, a show about kids. But, like, I think they did a really good job of, like, making the music, even though it sounds very sophisticated, still sounds, like, young to me.
Yeah.
Which is very interesting.
It's so cool.
Let's see. Do you have any other, like, animated shows that you think, like, I don't know, that you think highly of?
In that capacity, probably not, like, truly, but I really like a lot of old, when I was younger, I really liked the old Scooby-Doos from the 1960s, and looking back, they're kind of, like, odd and not necessarily the funniest or, like, craziest thing.
Or most appropriate.
But they were cool for, like, a little kid, because, it's, like, you know, when you're, like, really... I was always, like, really, I liked to create things and, like, worlds and stuff, and so that was really entertaining for me, so I really liked that, but what about you?
I'd say I'm similar. I mean, I watch, like, a lot of animated things now still, like, not as much as, like, the adult animation. I think those kind of weird me out, to be honest. Not the biggest fan of, like, Rick and Morty or Bob's Burgers, even though I, like, appreciate them and their audience for, like, I don't know, people do enjoy that, but it's not me. I do, like,
not
yes, stay safe. I do like a lot of the, like, old 90s animations, so I, especially the ones off MTV, I think all those shows were really good, and I'm sad that a lot of them just didn't end up going through. Like,
is Clone High one of those shows?
I'm not sure.
An MTV show?
I don't know, but do you know the show Daria?
Yeah.
Oh, I really like Daria. I don't think that got canceled. I think that got finished too. There's another one called Downtown where they only had 13 episodes, one season, 13 episodes, and I really enjoyed it. Something about, like, everything in the 90s seems, like, so violently of its time.
Yeah.
Like, a lot of things that people do when making TV shows now is, like, trying to make it timeless by not necessarily, like, putting a certain type of clothing or certain type of music in the show, just, like, making it vaguely like, oh, like modernish, or like vaguely just like it exists in a more recent time, not like prehistoric. But they try and avoid putting too many indicators of like what year it is or what time it is, which I think is really interesting. I don't know if that's what really makes a show timeless, but it's interesting to me. And then as for other animations, I really like, I've always been a fan of like Cartoon Network, and like Adventure Time and stuff. I think it's fun.
I really liked that when I was young. I mean, to clarify, I also really just like don't watch any TV now.
Yeah.
So this is me speaking from the perspective of somebody who doesn't consume much visual media.
Mm-hmm.
But like, I don't know. When I did watch TV, I always liked Cartoon Network. It was pretty wholesome sometimes.
Nice.
I don't know. It kind of devolved eventually, but it's okay.
That's true. Yeah, I don't know. I feel like as I've gotten older, I just don't have time to watch all that. Like, since I've been at school here.
It feels like an investment. Like I feel like, at least for me, I can listen to music while I work.
Yeah.
And I love music. I also like music a lot more than I like TV and stuff. But, like, I can't, like, watch a show.
And do work.
Yeah.
I can't believe, I think some people do that. It really, like, stuns me. I've seen, like, people with, like, a split screen of, like, Grey's Anatomy and physics homework. And it's like, I'd be so distracted. And I don't think that's right.
I guess it's both medicine related.
Oh, true. I don't know. But yeah.
No.
I'm also just like, especially after quarantine, I've become a lot less interested in, like, television and most social media. Though I do enjoy, like, a lot of stuff, content on YouTube. But it's more because of like music. Like, I find a lot of new music on YouTube. I like look at interviews and content from like a lot of my favorite artists on YouTube. So really, it's just an extension of music. It's interesting though. Huh.
That's interesting that you feel like it kind of like, I don't know, like that quarantine wore out, you know, your desire to consume TV and like media like that. It's interesting. I don't know. I feel the same because I mean, that was like a moment in time where I watched more of it, and then I realized, oh, like, this is silly.
Yeah.
Or not, well, it's not silly, but to me, it didn't make sense, you know?
No, like, just like crazy overconsumption. But like, I listened to a lot of music too, but like, I didn't get tired of music.
No.
But I guess it's very different.
Yeah.
But let's see, like, quarantine, I think single-handedly boosted up like my numbers for listening to Biba Doobie like crazy.
Yeah,
it is fun though. Okay, we can go to our main discussion topic now. So Spencer, how about you start?
Okay, this is like kind of on the fly topic, because why not? But I was thinking about beauty as just like a general concept, because I don't know, we talked about this year in my Western political thought class the ladder of love, which is like a ladder of love, this idea that there are levels to which you can love something, or like that you can, it's more about comprehending beauty. But it's really interesting, and I like to think of it because the highest level is supposed to be beauty itself, and I like to think about that. And I think, like, my own personal conclusion is that beauty itself is being able to understand how other people come to the conclusion that something is beautiful. It's not, like, the ability to see beauty yourself, because obviously anybody can look at something and say that it's beautiful. But I just think it's interesting, like, the way that we interact with things that we find, you know, gorgeous or pleasing, or, like, what kind of beauty consists in the visual world, and what kind of beauty is, you know, more of the mind. But I don't know, I think it's like, sorry, I'm kind of rambling here. It's okay though. I don't know, like, I definitely like to try and feel fulfilled about everything in my life, which can be a good thing and bad thing, because I think we can like turn things that don't need to be good into good things, and vice versa, or whatever. But, you know, I don't know. I really like the idea of just, like, looking for beauty through other people. I don't know. Do you? Oh, this is my question, actually.
All right.
Do you like to? Do you live through? Do you find yourself living through other people at all, ever?
Like, do you mean as in like putting yourself in someone else's shoes or like?
No, like trying to see like I don't know, like trying to give yourself to them so that you can see beauty through them. Like be like I don't know.
I think.
Sorry.
No, if I'm understanding your question. I don't think I do very much, actually. I'm very, like, I don't like to say self-centered, because that's not, I don't know, the connotation of that is not what I mean, but a lot of, like, the way I, like, consume content and, like, perceive the world is, like, through my own eyes. And it's not as much as out of, like, a lack of, like, respect or concern for others. But more that I just feel like I'm a very independent person. So one big part of that is like making my own decisions and like valuing my own thoughts a lot.
Yeah.
And I don't necessarily value them over other people's thoughts. But I do try to like try to keep thinking about like what I'm feeling and what I'm like experiencing. In different moments. I do think there is a lot of value in doing that, though, as well. Like, taking a moment to, like, look at, use someone else's perspective, or also, like, I don't know, like, give yourself to other people. I feel like I'm not understanding your question properly, but...
Maybe, I don't know. I'm not phrasing it well, but sometimes I like to talk about it, and, like, be like, whoa, this is, like, really, I don't know, like, looking at the grass, I'll be like... Look at the grass, guys.
That's funny.
They're like, and I hope, I really like when other people do the same thing.
Mm-hmm.
And like, I don't know, I like getting little pieces of human information a lot.
That's a nice way to phrase it. Pieces of human information.
That's like one of my, that's, yeah, that's like one of the things I think is most beautiful in the world, you know?
Humanity.
No, yeah, well, it's...
No, like, I'm just messing with you.
I know, but... Like, to talk about it seriously, like, humanity is so, I don't know.
Beautiful?
Yes, but, like, it's, like, even bigger than that, you know? Like, human existence is just a really cool thing, and we're also, like, I don't know, fleeting, and that's very obvious, but I like to think about that a lot. But, yes, the fleetingness of... human nature makes sure that everything we do exists, you know, within a frame of like, oh, we have a certain amount of time to do things, or oh, you know, we act with like an understanding of our own mortality, and so everything that we do because of those constraints is like, I don't know, it's so special, it's cool.
Yeah, that's a nice perspective. I like that.
Yeah.
Okay, so quickly before. Our time ends. It's not about to end right now, but I think we should announce the songs we played.
Yeah.
So Spencer, would you like to read? Spencer and I kind of split this list, so the songs that you just heard in the first half were all pure Spencer.
Oh.
And, and then these next songs after our lovely, lovely Charlie Brown music will be mine.
Yeah, so my songs, well, it doesn't matter... descending now, so I'm just gonna read it in order that they were heard. So the first song was Coolport by the Pastels. The second song was Star Thistle Blossom by Millie. The third song was Swinging London by the Cleaners from Venus. The fourth song was His Second Story Island by Tortoise. The fifth song was Forget by Joyer. And then the final song, the sixth song, was Peace and Quiet by Utah. One of the... Oh, I should talk about Utah. One of the most underrated one release, nothing after that bands of all time. I mean, I guess I need to do some more searching because they could have released other stuff. But just Reaper's Gain is the only thing that they have on Spotify.
Scandal. Okay. And then this Charlie Brown music by the Vince Guaraldi Trio. So we had Christmas Time is Here, instrumental version. What Child is This? This Christmas Song, Christmas is Coming, Hark the Herald Angels Sing, And now skating. What's it called? I'm gonna turn this up a little bit. Skating. And while we're at it, I guess I'll tell you the rest of the songs we're going to play from my side of the playlist. So next will be Daylily by Movements, Is It Really You by Loathe, Flower Moon featuring Steve Lacy by Vampire Weekend and Steve Lacy, Cherry Waves by Deftones, and finally Trees and Flowers by Strawberry Switchblade, a sweet tune to end the year.
Yeah.
A year of clutch.
Did you know Trees and Flowers is about being scared of going outside?
Really?
Yeah.
Being scared of going outside?
Yeah.
Fancy that.
Well, there's a name for it. I think it's agoraphobia.
Agoraphobia.
Yeah.
Yeah, there's a band called Agoraphobia that I like.
Yeah.
I like their song Deer Hunter.
Other way around.
Hunter Deer.
Is it? No. It's gotta be the other way around. There's an album called Agoraphobia by a band named Deer Hunter.
Oh.
It's okay. No, it's a song. It's a song. Agoraphobia by off of Microcastle by Deer Hunter.
Oh, goodness gracious.
That was a long, sorry.
Switch it up.
I apologize, family.
Switch it up like Strawberry Switchblade. So I hope you guys have enjoyed our show so far. Karina and I will definitely be here in the spring, so stay tuned. Spencer, do you want to talk about your show?
Yeah, sure. So my show is 8 a.m. another 8 a.m. show, but this time on Saturday morning.
Yeah, so make sure to listen up, Spencer.
Yeah, Silly Music from the Pleasure Boat with me and my good friend Hannah. And it's a good time. It's a lot of good moments. Yes.
Yum yum. I don't know why I said that. Anyways. Yeah. Oh, I am very hungry. Alright, our time is coming to a close, so I hope you guys enjoy the rest of your year. We'll be back on in 2022.
Yeah. The new year.
But ta-ta for now.
Bye.
Outside for the first time in a long time. Lose yourself sinking to the sunlight. It's been a while since you felt right, but the warm nights are coming soon and you'll be just fine. You'll be just fine. Cause you've gone too long without a smile. I think it's
If the sun don't make things right, then it's gonna take a year. Gonna take a year. Fly on moon, sacred sand, Coca-Cola and red wine. Now's the time to disappear. Gonna take a year.
Take a year.